The village of Mewat, a couple of hours outside Delhi, looks very unexceptional. I'd never even heard of it till I passed through it on the Indian election campaign trail. It's sun-baked, the land stony and dry, trucks rumble past on the highway, buffaloes doze. There's no reason to stop in Mewat. Except in 1947, a very famous Indian did stop here and changed history. This is Sandeep Roy in Mewat.
At the stroke of the midnight hour, when the world sleeps, India will awake to life and freedom.
In 1947, India won independence from the British, and the country was bloodily partitioned into India and Pakistan. Thousands fled from one side to the other. Mewat, a Muslim area in India, saw brutal violence, says Shail Mayaram, professor at the Center for the Study of Developing Societies in Delhi.
Large numbers had been killed. The record is of 30,000, but you know that's the official record. The unofficial record is of many, many more.
The Mayos, the Muslims of Mewat, decided to leave their homes, their fields, their graves, and go to Pakistan. Many started walking to the border on foot across the desert. Then Mahatma Gandhi came to the village to ask them to stay. Khalid, a caretaker at the Gandhi school here, recalls old-timers saying Gandhi vowed to lay down on the street so they would have to step over him to go. He promised Muslims they would get all the respect and progress in the new India they deserved, that they were the backbone of this country. Many still left, but some 70,000 did listen. Without Gandhi, Mewat would have emptied out, says Khalid. Most Indians don't know anything about this story. The village was renamed Gandhi Gram, but there's no statue of Gandhi here, no museum. It's an uncomfortable memory, says Mayaram.
You know, it's how states also paper over memories which are uncomfortable.
No one wants to remember the reason for genocides.
This is one of the largest, the Mews are one of the largest communities of Muslims in India. And it was considered by many people, you know, that such a large presence so close to the new capital of the new country was actually dangerous.
And the Mews had a history of fighting against the state, including the British and the 16th century Mughal Emperor Babur. Even Pakistan was wary of them.
The calculation was that if they were concentrated in one place in terms of their resettlement, they would really prove troublesome for the Pakistani state. And so they were dispersed all along the border of the Pakistani state. You know, and this has had tragic consequences for their language, their culture, their identity.
Gandhi's promises were not really kept. The area remains very backward. Education is low, there are no jobs, the groundwater saline. Many males leave to work as drivers and laborers in stone quarries. Khalid says he's still glad his forebears chose to stay back.
And today, we are also proud of this fact that we are living in Hindustan.
Yogendra Yadav, who ran to be a member of parliament here, tells a rally that Mewat is proof that India did not belong to one community alone.
Ye kisi ek mazhab ka nahi hai. Mahatma Gandhi ne kaha tha ye kisi ek mazhab ka desh nahi hai.
Mayaram says Mewat is Muslim but also has a history of rich plurality. They have their own version of the Hindu epic, the Mahabharata.
And this is a Mahabharata, mind you, which is composed by a Mew Muslim. It was written sometime around the 18th century by a Mew Muslim. It's performed by Mirasis, who are, you know, a community of performers. And the audience is largely Muslim.
After heated election rhetoric about the Hindu right, Muslim vote banks and communal polarization, it's strange to think that this forgotten blip on the highway remains a dusty testimonial to the idea of another India. This is Sandeep Roy in Mewat for KALW.